我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些主的话。
Please turn with me to the Word of God first.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
第五节和第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23,
第三节
，verse 3。
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
箴言
，Proverbs，
第二章
，chapter 2。
二十节
，verse 20，
智慧必使你行善人的道，守义人的路。
So you will walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous.
第四章
，Proverbs 4，
第十八节
，verse 18，
但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明。直到日午。
But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day.
十二章
Proverbs 12,
二十八节
Verse 28,
在公义的道上有生命，其路中并无死亡。
In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death.
这节圣经呢，也可以说呢，义人的路就是生命。
You can also say that the righteous, the way of the righteous is life.
我们再看以赛亚书。
Next, we'll look at Isaiah.
第二十六章
，Chapter 26,
第七节
，Verse 7。
义人的道是正直的，你为正直的主必修平义人的路。
The way of the righteous is smooth, O upright one. Make the path of the righteous level.
我们再看新约马太福音。
Matthew.
新约马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰许了他。
But Jesus answering said to him, Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him.
我们再看二十一章。
Matthew 21.
二十一章第三十二节。
Matthew 21, verse 32.
因为约翰遵着义路到你们这里来，你们却不信他，税吏和娼妓倒信他，你们看见了，后来还是不懊悔去信他。
For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him.And you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse after so as to believe in him.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到
We recently already talked about this.
神乃是用义和不义来审判人的行为。
That God uses, God judges mankind using the standards of righteousness and unrighteousness.
我们说过这个义呢，是包括了善，是高过善的。
And we have already mentioned that this righteousness includes goodness, but is beyond what is good.
那个不义呢是恶，是比恶呢更恶。
But this unrighteousness includes evil, but it is a lot worse than evil.
因为不光是一个败坏的行为。
Because it is not only a fallen way.
它更是叫我们达不到神的目的。
But it more so causes us to not be able to fulfill the will of God.
我们晓得这是圣经里面启示出来给我们看见神的标准。
This was revealed to us in the Bible of the standards of God.
所以我们基督徒对于今天我们在地上所有的行为，我们应该用神的标准来做衡量。
So how we live our lives in this world, we need to use God's standards.
我再说
I will say again.
啊，这个善恶是世人的标准。
Good versus evil is the standards of man.
义和不义才是神的标准。
Righteousness versus unrighteousness is the standards of God.
啊，这是一个非常重要的原则。
And this is a very important principle.
我们也讲过
And we have also mentioned,
当人堕落之后呢
that after the fall of mankind,
整个世界都落在不义的情况里面
the entire world has been in this condition of unrighteousness,
包括我们这些堕落的人
including all of us who have this fallen nature.
所以罗马书告诉我们说没有义人连一个也没有
So the book of Romans says there is not one that is righteous, not even one.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神借着他儿子的救恩。
That God through the salvation of his son.
靠着他的宝血。
Through his precious blood.
使所有相信他的人摆在称义的地位上。
That all those who were unrighteous can be placed in the position of righteousness.
不仅我们被称义。
Not only have we been placed in righteousness,
神也使他的儿子成为我们的义。
That God has allowed His Son to be our righteousness.
所以我们基督徒可以披上义袍。
So as Christians, we can put on the robe of righteousness.
那么今天主不仅把我们摆在称义的地位上。
So today, not only does God place us in the position of righteousness,
神还要求圣徒们要行义。
He also demands that all the saints walk on this way of righteousness.
所以上次我们讲过，在约翰一书里面讲到，行义的才是义人。
And last time we mentioned in 1 John that those who walk in righteousness are righteous.
圣经里面呢，很奇妙的，是用这个衣服了来说明圣徒所行的义。
It's interesting how the Bible uses this robe to depict what righteousness is.
我们知道在启示录里面有一节圣经很重要。
You know that in the book of Revelations there's something that's very important.
我们一起读一下啊。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
在十九章。
Revelations chapter 19.
我们从第七节读到第八节。
We will read verses 7 and 8.
我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了心腹也自己预备好了就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready and it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linenBright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
这里说到啊，这个心腹啊，他所穿的光明洁白的细麻衣是一个义袍。
It describes here that this bride has put on this clean and bright fine linen, and this represents a righteous robe.
这个跟我们想象不一样。
This is different than what we can imagine.
啊，我们想象呢。这个新娘穿的这一个白色的光明的细麻衣啊应该是什么应该是美丽啊或者是圣洁呢或者是荣耀啊啊或者是喜乐。
What we imagine the robe of a bride's wedding dress is something that is beautiful and glorious and holy.
但是圣经告诉我们说呢，这新娘穿的这一个 光明洁白的细麻衣啊，是一个公义的袍子。
But the Bible here tells us that the robe that this bride wears is a robe of righteousness.
我们常常听见弟兄姊妹们祷告说，我们要心腹要装饰整齐。
We have often talked about presenting ourselves in a very clean-cut manner.
是的，我们是要基督成为我们的装饰。
And it's true that we need to have Christ as our robe.
但是圣经更准确地告诉我们呢，我们是要用基督的义成为我们的装饰。
But the Bible tells us that we need to put on the robe of righteousness.
所以心腹怎样自己装饰整齐呢？
So how can we make ourselves well-dressed?
就是要行义。
We need to walk righteously.
所以你看见这个公义这件事情是多么重要的一件事情。
So this issue of righteousness is so important.
所以请我们记得这个心腹所穿的这个婚礼的礼服是一个义袍。
So this wedding dress that this bride puts on is a robe of righteousness.
我们也知道在旧约时代中，
We also know that in the Old Testament,
只有祭司们要穿这个光明洁白的细麻衣。
Only the priests will put on this fine linen.
所以这也告诉我们，
So this also tells us,
在侍奉上，
In service,
我们要行公义。
We need to walk in this way of righteousness.
祭司们是行公义的一般人。
And the priests were ones who were on this way of righteousness.
在教会的侍奉上，
In the services in the church,
要行公义是多么重要的一件事情。
How important it is for us to serve in righteousness.
什么时候我们的侍奉上表现出不义的光景？
Whenever our services reflect anything of unrighteousness,
你就等于是穿污秽的袍子在服侍神。
Then you have put on this defiled robe.
那么这个是要被神除灭的。
And this will be destroyed by God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见这一件光明洁白的细麻衣，
We see this robe, this fine linen that is clean and bright.
这个跟我们的侍奉有密切的关系。
This is directly related to our service.
跟我们将来要被主来迎娶也有关系。
And this also has to do with us, our acceptance before the Lord.
所以我们知道，行义是我们今生在地上生活非常重要的一件事情。
This way of righteousness is so important for us who live in this world.
圣经也有这样的话说。
The Bible also has this phrase.
当一个国家它能行义的时候，
When a nation is on the path of righteousness,
那么呢，他就能够被高举。
It will be exalted or uplifted.
在箴言书十四章里面讲的，公义使邦国被高举。
In Proverbs, it mentions that a righteousness exalts a nation.
我们都知道，在两百多年前，
We all know that about 200 years ago,
当清教徒 the Puritan, 他们把这个公义带到美洲。
When the Puritans brought over righteousness to America.
因为我们知道这个清教徒啊是最注重圣经中的公义的。
And we know that the Puritans, their main focus in the Bible is righteousness.
我们读历史的时候我们就知道清教徒传福音呢，他们是传这个公义的福音。
We know that the Puritans, when they preach the gospel, they preach the gospel of righteousness.
我们今天传福音的是传恩典的福音。
Today, when we preach the gospel, it's the gospel of grace.
那么清教徒传这个公义的福音呢，他不是求你信主啊，他告诉你说，你如果不信主的话，你下面的这个结果非常可怕。
And when they preach the gospel of righteousness, they don't plead that you accept the Lord, but they say that if you don't accept the Lord, then your future is destruction.
你知道有一个很有名的弟兄叫什么 ？Jonathan Edwards 还是 Edward Jonathan？
There's a famous person in history named Jonathan Edwards.
Jonathan Edwards 对不对？ 那么他就是传公义的福音。
And he preached the gospel of righteousness.
所以有很多时候他传福音传到一个地步啊。
And he would preach the gospel to the point.
那些听福音的人吓到的地步抱着柱子啊，抱着柱子。
To the point where those who are listening would cling on to the posts in the building.
好像那个地狱就在脚下，他抱着柱子。
As if there was an earthquake and they had to cling on to something.
他传完福音之后，很多人拉着他的衣服说：“先生呢，我应该怎么样才能得救？”
And after he preached the gospel, people would grab onto him and say, "Mister, how can I accept the gospel?"
所以清教徒呢？他们是注重公义的一般人。
So the Puritans are ones who focused on righteousness.
所以当他们把这个公义带到了美洲大陆。
So when they brought righteousness to America,
才200年就让美国成为世界第一强国。
So it allowed America to be the strongest nation.
因为这个国家是建立在公义的根基上。
Because this nation was established on righteousness.
但是今天呢？
But today,
我们看见在这个国家的里面，
we see that in this nation today,
太多不义的事情出现了。
Too many things that are unrighteous.
所以这个国家就从高峰开始往下坠。
So you can see the decline in this nation.
所以呢，不是美国的武力不够。
It's not that the U.S. military is lacking.
啊，不是这个美国没有钱。
It's not that the U.S. does not have money.
是因为失去公义。
It's because we have lost righteousness.
所以什么时候公义失去的时候呢？ It, 这个国家就不行了。
And as soon as a nation has lost its righteousness, then it will fail.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
基督徒行义是非常重要的一件事情。
It is so important for Christians to walk in righteousness.
这个不光是关乎到今生。
It's not only about today.
也关乎到将来。
It also speaks of the future.
所以愿主用他的话提醒我们。
So may the Lord remind us with His words.
那么这个是我们过去有两堂的聚会已经和弟兄姊妹讲过。
And we have already had two previous messages on this.
那么今天早晨呢？
And this morning,
我们要再往前。
We want to move forward with this.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
这个公义是一条道路。
The way of righteousness is a path or a way.
所以呢，圣徒当行的路是义路。
That the path of the saints is righteousness.
主今天不仅叫我们做义人。
God does not only want us to be righteous people,
不仅行义,
and to live righteously,
并且呢, 要走义路,
but we have to walk on this righteous path.
这个义路呢, 或者也被称作是义人的道路。
And this can also be phrased as the way of the righteous.
当然我们知道, 这个义路就是神的道路。
And we know that this righteous way is God's way.
大卫在诗篇23篇里面告诉我们
David in Psalm 23 tells us
他说神今天要引导我们走义路
He guides us on the paths of righteousness
他使我的灵魂苏醒
He restores my soul
为自己的名引导我走义路
And he guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake
大卫告诉我们神怎么样引导我们走义路呢
And how does David say describe how he leads us?
第一件事情,
the first thing,
我们必须灵魂苏醒,
our soul needs to be restored.
你看英文很清楚啊，这个灵魂的原文字就是魂呢，一个基督徒的魂要醒过来。
So the English uses this word soul, and our soul needs to be restored or awakened.
我们都知道，人的魂呢，就是包括人的心思、情感和意志这些部分。
And we know that the soul includes our emotions, our mind, and our will.
所以今天你要走义路。
So today, if we want to walk on the path of righteousness,
第一个，你的心思里面要清楚。
The first thing is, in our thought, we need to be clear.
你要能分辨什么是神的路。
We need to be able to discern what is the way of God.
如果我们糊里糊涂的
If we are confused,
我们就不知道怎么走义路。
We don't know how to walk on this path of righteousness.
我们的情感需要单纯。
Our emotions need to be pure.
你知道今天呢 我们这个情感影响我们是很厉害的。
Today our emotions affect us very much.
我们只要爱一个人呢。
If we love someone.
哎，他讲白的是白的，讲黑的也是白的，对不对？这情感作用。
They can say, if you love someone, even if they say something that is wrong in your eyes, it's still right.
这个情感支配人很厉害的。
Emotions can really control a man.
有时候我们说，反正我认定他了，我不管了，我就是跟定。弟兄姊妹，这个很可怕。
And sometimes we have made the decision, I'm just going to stick with this person, and that can be a dangerous thing.
所以我们的情感需要被 purified.
So our emotions need to be purified.
也需要单纯。
It needs to be pure.
那我们在意志上面所做的决定要是正确的。
And the decisions that we make need to be accurate.
所以神的救恩临到我们。
So when the Lord's salvation came upon us,
从我们的灵达到我们整个魂呢。
And to the point where it stirs our soul and our spirit.
所以当一个人灵里面受到主的激动。
So in the spirit, when we are touched by God,
他应该达到一个效果，他整个魂苏醒过来了。
We need to have the result where our soul is restored.
他的想法跟从前不一样了。
Our thought process is different than in the past.
他的情感也不一样了。
Our emotions are different.
他的决定也不一样。
Our decisions are different.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这就是圣经所讲那个启示所带来的果效。
This is what the Bible talks about, how the revelation brings us, allows us to bear fruit.
若是圣灵在我们里面没有做这个启示的工作，
If the Spirit inside of us does not do this work of revelation,
我们不可能走义路。
We cannot walk in this path of righteousness.
啊，我想在新约圣经最明显的例子就是保罗。
The most evident example in the Bible is Paul.
你看保罗从前的心思里面呢，完全都是犹太教的东西。
Paul, in his earlier days, the only thing that occupied his thought are the Jewish religion traditions.
整个情感也是属于犹太教。
And all of his emotions were dedicated to the Jewish religion.
并且是狂热的。
And it was very passionate.
啊，他为着那个犹太教的缘故啊，逼迫基督徒。
And because of his allegiance to the Jewish religion, he persecuted Christians.
杀害基督徒。
He murdered Christians.
啊，他看斯提凡被人家打死的时候，这个心里面呢，非常的这个高兴的。
As he was watching Stephen get stoned to death, in his heart he was satisfied.
这是一个错误的情感。
We know that this is an erroneous feeling.
你知道今天呢，在宗教上面呢，很多的狂热的东西啊，都是情感的作用东西。
We know that a lot of things that stir fire within us is all emotional aspects.
那么保罗的决定也是错误的决定。
And Paul's decision was an inaccurate decision.
是等到有一天在大马士的路上。
And one day on the road to Damascus.
他得着了神的启示。
He received the revelation of God.
这个启示使他整个魂苏醒过来。
This revelation caused his entire soul to be awakened, restored.
所以因此他就开始怎么样走义路。
So then he began on this path of righteousness.
大卫告诉我们，不仅他使我们的灵魂苏醒。
David tells us that not only through the Spirit do we need to have our souls be awakened.
他还说到。神为着他的名引导我们走义路。
But he says that he guides us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
所以这句话很清楚告诉我们。
So this phrase clearly tells us.
任何一个时候。
That no, at any moment.
我们如果为着自己的名来奔神的路，都是不义的。
If we walk on this path for the Lord in our own name, then it is unrighteous.
但是你知道我们何等容易犯这个错误。
But it's easy for us to make this error.
今天多少人在教会的侍奉中希望自己的名变成一个大名。
How often in the church services today do we allow our own name to be exalted?
多少人希望在侍奉上自己能够名满天下。
And how in our services we would become famous.
弟兄姊妹，这是不义的事情。
This is an act of unrighteousness.
神是为着他的名引导我们走义路。
He leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
所以任何一个时候我们想到自己的名啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们就要知道这是不义的该被定罪。
So as soon as we allow our, we are thinking about our name, then this act of unrighteousness needs to be dealt with.
我们许多前面的弟兄们,
we have many forefathers before us.
在地上服侍主的时候,
when they served in this world,
他们常常这样说,
they have this phrase.
如果有人呢, 多提到我们的名, 他说我们的名就应该被定罪。
So if people declare my name more and more, then my name needs to be crucified.
Condemned. 那我们知道呢, 这些人是走义路的人。
These are ones who are on the path of righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
大卫懂得这件事情,
David understood this.
大卫说, 他是我的灵魂苏醒,
he restores my soul.
为自己的名引导我走义路,
that he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
这是多么重要的一件事情,
and this is such an important thing.
所以今天神愿意引导我们走义路,
so that today the Lord leads us on this path of righteousness.
所以义人的路应该就今天就是我们的路。
So this righteous path needs to be our path.
在圣经里面呢,
in the Bible,
关乎这条路啊,
regarding this way,
它有许多不同的描述。
There are many depictions of this way.
这个路呢, 第一方面,
the first aspect,
它告诉我们这个路是正路。
Is that this way is the true way,
right?
The right way.
在撒母耳记上12章里面就记到,
in 1 Samuel 12, it mentions
神的路,
this,
这条义路是正路,
that this way is the right way.
我们简单的讲就是对的路, 是条对的路,
and simply put, it is the correct way, the right way.
我们都知道, 今天如果我们走错了路, 这是可怕的事情。
We know that today, if we are to walk on the wrong path, it's a very scary situation.
圣经告诉我们, 当我们走错路的时候, 我们就是偏行己路, 走了偏路。
That when we walk on the wrong way, it means we have deviated from the way. We have gone astray.
那么这个错路呢, 圣经也讲它是个邪恶的路, 是个污秽的道路。
And this deviated path is also a path of darkness, a defiled way.
那么这个路呢, 是叫你达不到神的目的。
And that path will not allow you to accomplish the will of God.
一个人呢, 如果一生在主面前走错了道路,
in one's lifetime, if you have walked incorrectly before God,
这个对于我们来讲, 我们的一生就叫做枉费,
to us, it is a waste.
并且呢, 会变成无用,
and in God's eyes, we are useless.
所以走错路是可怕的东西。
So if we walk on the wrong path, it is a very scary thing.
所以神的义路是一条对的路。
So the Lord's way is the right way.
比圣经告诉我们啊,
the Bible tells us,
你要走错路, 不仅是给你个人带来亏损,
if you walk on the wrong path, it not only brings you the bad consequences,
你将来还要受到神的审判,
but later on, you will also face the judgment of God.
我想我没有时间去, 引这个经文啊,
and I don't have time to go through all the Bible verses.
愿主使我们能走在对的路上。
May God lead us on the path of righteousness.
这条路呢, 第二方面的意思,
the second meaning of this path
就这条路是善路, 是好的路,
is that this way is the good way.
我们今天呢, 在这个世界中生活一样, 我们常常, 发现, 第一个我们不能走错路,
in our normal daily living, we understand that we cannot walk on the wrong path.
第二方面呢, 我们还找好路走, 不要找坏路走。
That we want to find the good path, not the wrong path.
我们都知道, 这个坏路呢, 败坏人的。
We know that the bad path will cause man to become worse.
今天撒旦在这个世界中摆了很多的坏路。
Satan today has placed before us many bad paths.
不知道败坏了多少的人。
And it has caused many, many to fail.
啊，所以这种坏路是不能走的。
So these bad paths we cannot walk on.
只有义路是善路。
Only the good way is the righteous way.
那么其实啊，我们很多基督徒对这个善这个字啊，我们的领悟啊，有时候也不准确。
And today, what our definition of good, what is good, is also inaccurate.
我们常常呢，把这个善呢，把它当作是人间的一个好的道德的表现，对吧？
Sometimes we define what is good to be something that is good between person to person. Having good morals.
你如果读马太福音第十九章，
If you read Matthew chapter 19,
主耶稣曾经告诉我们什么是善。
The Lord Jesus told us what is good.
你记得一个年轻少年的官呢，跑到主的跟前来。
If you remember, there was a young rich ruler that came before God.
他对主说：“主啊，善良的夫子。”
And he said, good teacher.”
那么主就对他说啊，你为什么称我是善良的？
And Jesus said, why would you say that I am good?
他说呢，只有一位是善良的。
And he said, there is only one who is good.
那就是神。
That is God.
所以在圣经里面呢，真正的善是指的神说的。
So in the Bible, the only good is relating to God himself.
所以罗马书第三章里面讲的没有行善的连一个也没有。
So that's why in Romans it says there is no one that is good, not even one.
因为呢你所谓的你连外面好的行为那个不算数的。
All these outward expressions of good, that does not count.
因为只有神是善的。
Because only God is good.
所以我们只有把神表现出来的真正的善。
So when we are to manifest God himself, then we are good.
所以善路就是神的路。
So this good path is the path of God.
那么这个好路呢，也是平坦的路啊。
And this good path is also a smooth path.
我们知道不仅今天在地上你开车有平坦的路。
We know that when we're driving on the roads, there are smooth roads.
这个飞机在天空中飞行的时候呢，
And when,
也需要很平坦，对吧？
And when the airplanes fly, you also need a smooth path.
哇，有的时候我们在飞行的时候，你看他们就报告了，我们前面要开始碰见这个 bumper road.
And oftentimes, if you're flying, the pilot will make an announcement that ahead of us there is turbulence.
啊，那么怎么天空中也有路呢？
How come there's bumps in the sky?
哇，我上次回远东了。
I recently went to the Far East.
哇，这个飞机在空中巴拉巴拉巴拉弄了好几个钟头哎。
There was turbulence for many hours.
哎呀，真是不舒服啊。
It was very uncomfortable.
啊，等一下，终于过的时候呢，哦，好舒服啊，平坦。
And when the turbulence has passed, it was smooth sailing and it was very peaceful.
同样在属灵的事情上面。
Likewise in spiritual things.
如果今天你走的路都是这么蹦蹦颠颠的，你看看你的基督徒的生活怎么能够安息？
If our Christian walk is full of bumps and rough roads, then how can we, as a Christian, find peace in our path?
所以我们要走义路。
So we need to walk on righteousness.
真正的义路才是善路，才能带领你走平坦的路。
The true righteous path will lead to what is good, and that will lead to a smooth road.
第三方面。
The third aspect.
这个路被称作是直路。
This path is the straight path.
箴言书第二章里面讲到是直路。
Proverbs chapter 2 calls this the straight path.
就这条路不是弯弯曲曲的道路。
That this path does not curve and deviate.
也不是那个乖僻的道路。
It is not the crooked path.
它也不是黑暗的路。
And it is not in the path of darkness.
是直路。
But it is a straight path.
今天呢，我们讲这个东西很容易啊。
Today, for us to talk about this, it is very easy.
但是如果你把教会的历史读一读的时候呢
，But if we read church history,
我们就发现呢， 人非常容易就走在那个弯曲的道路上去。
It is very easy for us to walk on this crooked path.
偏离直路是很容易的一件事情。
To deviate from the straight path is a very easy thing to do.
有时候不仅不是偏左就是偏右。
If we don't fall to the right, we'll fall to the left.
啊，我们如果看一看教会历史。
If we look at church history.
我们知道头一个世纪使徒们呢是走直路的。
We know that in the first century the saints walked on a straight path.
但是第二个世纪以后呢，到了教父的时代的时候呢，我们就发现这个道路不正直了。
And to the second century,
叫 fathers 那些。
Oh, the in the second century where the church fathers came into existence, the path was deviated.
啊，所以这个路就逐渐的开始弯曲。
So this path began to become crooked.
那么到了第五个世纪的时候呢
？And into the fifth century,
教会在地上就变成天主教。
The church on earth became the Catholic church.
一下之间教会就落在极大的黑暗的里面。
And immediately the church was in a condition of darkness.
并且这个黑暗呢一延续有一千年之久。
And this darkness lasted for over 1,000 years.
啊，我们看见当时神的百姓们在地上的生活真是非常的可怜。
And we see that the children of God on earth really suffered.
这个道路完全被扭曲了。
This path has been completely twisted.
啊，一直到了十五、十六世纪啊。
Up until the 15th and 16th centuries.
神借着马丁路德做了一个改教的运动。
God through Martin Luther brought in a change.
不过呢，这个运动呢。也只不过带进了在救恩上面的一个修正。
And this change during the Reformation was really just a change in our salvation, how we perceive salvation.
圣经的话，因信称义被带进来了。
That salvation through faith was brought forward.
但是对于教会整个的治理和建立来讲的话呢，并没有被修辞。
But as far as a sanctification by faith, but as far as the establishment of the church, it didn't really cause a straight path.
还要一直等到十八世纪到十九世纪
until the 18th and 19th centuries.
当主兴起弟兄们的时候
when the Lord brought forward the brethren movement,
那么他们才把主的道路呢，把它修直了。
That's when the Lord corrected the path of the path.
但是也很可惜啊。
But unfortunately,
那么这条道路呢，只不过维持了二十年之久。
This path only lasted for about 20 years.
到后来，弟兄运动的人持守字句，又把道路人就弄弯曲了。
And the brothers themselves due to
变成 crooked.
They made the path crooked.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们从教会的历史上来看。
So from church history we can see.
人今天要走直路还不容易呢。
For a man to walk on the straight path, it is not easy.
但是请我们记得神的路是直路。
But God's path is a straight path.
我们有首诗歌唱得很好啊。
There is a hymn that was very good.
他说呢，达到神的路必须是直达。
To accomplish the will of God is a straight path.
他原文还有这个意思，就是说呢，得着了神的路，永不能弯曲。
Once you've gained the path of the Lord, you dare not deviate.
哦，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
教会历史上总是有些弟兄姊妹们愿意走直路。
In church history, for sure, there are some who have are dedicated to walking in the straight path.
今天我们要走直路啊。
Today we need to walk in the straight path.
我们需要在真理上面呢，能够有真正的平衡。
And we need to truly have a balanced life in this.
我们知道，你如果一个真正读圣经的人，就晓得有很多时候你在主的话语上面呢，你要能找到真正的平衡点。有时候不容易的。
In reading and studying the Bible, sometimes to find a balanced point, it's very difficult.
所以我们最好的情况就是什么？行义。
So the best way to do is to walk in righteousness.
主的话怎样说，我们就怎样跟随。
However the Lord instructs, that's how we follow.
在主的话语之外的东西，不管它是多好的，要把它拒绝掉。
No matter anything aside from the Word of God, no matter how good it is, we need to leave it aside.
感谢主啊。
Thank God.
在教会历史上。
In church history,
不断的有这些弟兄姊妹们被主兴起来。
Not many brothers and sisters were walking on this path.
虽然他们付的代价非常重大。
Even though the cost that they paid to walk on this path was
great. 很多人因为走这样的路，甚至殉道。
But some of them walked on this path, or even martyred.
但是我们必须记得。
But we must remember.
义路是直路。
The righteous way is the good way.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
箴言十二章那里讲到。
Proverbs 4 tells us.
义路是生命的路。
The way of righteousness is life.
或者义人的路就是生命。
Or the way of the righteous is life.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
今天如果你走义路，
That if we walk in righteousness,
定规充满生命,
we are filled with life,
并没有死亡的事情,
and there is no death.
所以只有走义路才能带进生命的果效。
So only walking in righteousness will bear the fruits of life.
你看我们有很多基督徒啊，常常在走主道路的时候，有人感觉来到尽头了，对不对？
And many of us feel like we've walked to the to a dead end.
好像走不下去了。
And we feel like we cannot walk any further.
或者呢，有的基督徒呢，这个越走越不活了。
Or for some Christians, the more we walk, the more lifeless we become.
不，你真正走在义路上面的话呢，定规是生命。
But if we walk on the path of righteousness, then for sure you will walk in life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
在旧约的圣经里面
in the Old Testament,
神让我们看见这个义路有很多不同的意义
that this path of righteousness, there are different meanings.
到了新约时代
in the New Testament,
神照样是重视这个道路的问题
God still pays attention to this path.
你看很奇妙的当主耶稣还没有降生到地上来之前
that before the Lord Jesus came into this world,
神就先打发一个人来了
He first summoned someone ahead.
我们都知道这个就是施洗的约翰，对不对？
And we know that this is none other than John the Baptist.
那么约翰到地上来做什么？
And what did John the Baptist, what was his purpose in the world?
懂圣经的人可以告诉我约翰到地上来做什么？
For those who understand the Bible, can you tell me what John the Baptist, his purpose was?
来修路。
He was here to correct the path.
是不是呢？
Is that true?
主耶稣的先锋到地上来先做件什么事？修路。
The Lord Jesus had a forerunner to come and fix the path.
在路加福音第三章里面讲到了。
In Luke 3?
应该是第三章吗?
Yeah.
第三章里面讲到约翰来修路来了。
In Luke chapter 3, it speaks of John the Baptist and how he will make this path straight or fix the road.
那么我们知道这个呢，本来在以赛亚书里面就已经预言了。
And we know that this was prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
你看那个这个。这里说，正如第四节说啊，正如先知以赛亚书上所记的话说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
It says, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
所以主耶稣还没有来。
So prior to the Lord Jesus,
神第一件事情要借着施洗约翰先把路修直了。
God used John the Baptist to first make the path straight.
那么在马太福音二十一章那里说啊
，And in Matthew 21,
约翰是遵行的义路到这个地上来的。
John came to the world in righteousness.
那意思说呢，约翰呢，他自己首先要走义路。
So this speaks of the fact that John the Baptist himself had the first walk in righteousness.
只有走义路的人才能修直路。
And only those who have walked in righteousness can correct a path.
这个原则也不改变。
And this principle will not
change. 今天你想要把主的路修直吗？
Today, if you want to correct the path of God,
首先你自己需要走义路。
You first have to walk in righteousness.
你知道吗？今天好多人都在教会里面希望修路啊。
Everyone in church today is trying to fix the path.
Oh, 我们一看人家家里面有问题了，去修路啊。
And if we see some family complications, then we try to help out and fix the path.
那边的家庭里面儿女出问题了，去帮助修路啊，对吧？
And if there are some parent-child issues in a particular family, we try to help fix the road.
但是你必须记得一件事，你自己要先走义路。
But we have to remember one important thing: we first have to walk in righteousness.
啊，施洗约翰告诉我们，因为他走义路，所以他可以修直这个路。
And in the Bible, it tells us that John the Baptist first walked in righteousness, therefore he was able to make the path straight.
他在这里所形容后面那个道路的那个光景的不正常性，就是讲到当时以色列百姓的光景。
And after this, he mentions the conditions, and these conditions speak of the condition of the Israel nation.
本来以色列人应该走直路的。
The nation of Israel was supposed to walk in a straight path.
现在他们的路是什么呢?
And what is their path now?
哇，变成山洼。
And you see these ravines or valleys.
啊，这个山洼什么意思？山洼就是有阴暗的地方。
And what does this mean? It means that these valleys and ravines have darkness.
哎，现在这条路变得阴暗。
So this way has become dark.
啊，然后呢，大小山冈。
And then there are mountains and hills.
这是什么意思啊?
What does this mean?
这就像我们现在中国大陆啊，有很多弟兄们讲说，中国大陆教会最大的难处就是什么？山头主义。
In China, the churches there have a big problem, and they say that the
到处都是 mountain.
There are mountains everywhere.
每一个人都是一个山头啊，怎么这个道路山头主义
？Everyone is a mountain with their own opinions.
大小山冈到处都是。
There's big and small mountains.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，你看教会就变成这样一个情况。
And the church has become with this type of condition.
所以当时以色列的百姓的光景就是这样。
So the condition of Israel at that time was like this.
然后呢，在百姓中间呢，弯弯曲曲的。
And then also among them, there was this crooked path.
那么呢，还有地方是高高低低的。
And there are also these rough roads.
你走这个高低路是很痛苦的。
And these rough roads, it's very difficult to walk on.
有很多时候一脚踩空你就摔个跟头。
And if you take an empty step, then you'll fall.
那么这些呢，就是描述当时以色列百姓的光景。
And these were all reflections of the condition of the nation Israel.
所以施洗约翰呢，是循着义路来到他们中间。
So John the Baptist came in the way of righteousness.
到了一个地步，他们根本不信他，不肯信他。
To a point where they could not believe him.
哎，感谢主啊！这以色列百姓不甘心，那里什么娼妓啊，什么税吏到信了他了。
And although the Israelites could not accept John the Baptist for who he was, the tax collectors and prostitutes could. So God rebuked them in a severe way.
所以你看见主耶稣到地上要把真理和恩典带来。
So the Lord Jesus came and brought truth and grace.
必须有人先把义路带来。
But first, someone had to bring the path of righteousness.
必须把路修直了。
They had to straighten the path first.
然后恩典和真理才进来。
Then grace and truth can come.
因为是施洗约翰把主耶稣基督引进来的。
Because it is John the Baptist who led the way for Jesus.
这成为一个非常重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
今天如果我们要神的恩典和神的真理能够进到神的百姓当中。
If we want the grace of God and the truth of God to enter into the people.
第一件事情，神的百姓必须走义路。
The first thing is the saints need to walk in righteousness.
我们必须把路修直了。
We need to make the path straight.
这是神定规的工作的方式。
This is the way of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们必须遵循神的原则。
We need to respect this principle of God.
才能够达到神所要的那个果效。
In order to achieve the results that God desires.
所以这条义路对我们来讲是多么的重要。
So this path of righteousness is so important to us.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank God.
因为你我这些人都是不义的人。
Because you and I are unrighteous people.
我们里面也没有公义的。
And we don't have any righteousness.
我们不可能走义路。
It's impossible for us to walk in righteousness.
所以我讲，如果今天我们只是凭着我们天性来侍奉主。
And if we serve God today with our natural abilities.
你不仅不能把公义带给别人，你是把不义带给别人。
We not only don't bring righteousness to people, but we bestow upon them unrighteousness.
你看看人类的历史就知道了。
And we see in human history it is so.
这五千年的人类历史，就是不义的人一直想要做点义。做不出来，做到今天，全世界都不义。
In the 5,000 years of the history of mankind, it's the unrighteous people are trying to do some righteousness.
所以，如果今天我们还能感觉到自己有点义，弟兄姊妹，你快快把它丢掉。
Today, if we feel that we are in ourselves can produce some sort of righteousness, we need to flee from this.
主也知道我们不义。
God knows that we are unrighteous. We cannot walk in righteousness.
感谢神。
But we thank God. He has given us His own Son. So when the Lord Jesus came into this world, at age 30, He came to the River Jordan. And He said to John the Baptist, baptize me. And John the Baptist was very afraid.
他说应该是你给我施浸，怎么是我给你施浸呢？
And he said, it is you who needs to baptize me, not me baptizing you.
你看下面主讲了一句非常重要的话。
And following, the Lord gave him these important words.
他说你且许我，因为我们理当尽诸般的义。就是你先容许我。Let me.
Will allow me to be baptized to fulfill righteousness.
主耶稣受浸为什么？
Why did Jesus have to get baptized?
主耶稣受浸是要成全义。
The Lord Jesus was baptized to fulfill righteousness.
我们中文说理当尽诸般的义，原文的意思就是使义能够应验。
And the real meaning is we need to go through righteousness.
我们都知道这一个受浸呢，就是把我们的己把它埋葬。
And we know that this baptism is to bury the self.
就是要过一个无己的生活。
To live a selfless life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们必须明白一件事情。
We need to understand one thing.
所有的自义和不义都是属于己的。
Whatever it, that is self-righteousness and unrighteous, it is all unrighteousness.
我们什么时候啊，对自己啊，还有一点点的欣赏，还觉得自己有点不错，弟兄姊妹们，我们都是活在肉体的里面了。
If we ever have any sort of admiration for ourselves, or, then we are unworthy.
我们为什么在教会里要得人的尊重啊？
Why do we want to gain the praises of people?
因为我们觉得自己还不错。
Because we feel that we are pretty good.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些都要被埋葬。
So all of these things need to be buried.
所以主耶稣来，他把他的己埋葬。
So when the Lord Jesus came, he buried his self.
为什么要把己埋葬？
Why do we need to bury self?
就是为着叫义能够被应验。
So that righteousness can prevail.
所以人的己在那里，你不可能显出义的。
So if the self is there, righteousness cannot exist.
这是多么重要的原则呢？
This is such an important principle.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
他借着受浸，说明他要来应验神的义。
That through righteousness he wants to fulfill, through baptism he wants to fulfill the righteousness of God.
所以当主从水里上来之后，
So when the Lord Jesus came out of the water,
他所有的生活都在受浸的义。
His entire life was based on the principle of baptism.
那个也就是十字架的原则。
And it also speaks of the principles of the cross. The Lord Jesus keeps dying to himself.
从来他不活在自己的感觉里。
He never lives to himself in his own feelings.
所以他借着他的生活 就把神的意义显明出来了。
And through his life, he was able to manifest God.
因此他被称为神的义者。
And he was deemed the righteous one.
他不仅称为神的义者。
He was not only deemed the righteous one.
他也称为我们的道路。
He is also our way.
所以主的路就是义路。
So the Lord's way is the way of righteousness.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们这些本来没有义，也不可能活出义的一般人。
Today, those of us who are unrighteous, who could never walk in righteousness.
我们不仅因主的救恩被称义。
We not only accept the salvation of God and be placed in the position of righteousness.
我们也可以走在这条义路上。
But we can also walk in this way of righteousness. And what does it mean to walk in this way of righteousness?
就活在基督里。
It means to live in Christ.
我们只要行走在基督里。
As long as we live in Christ,
就行走在义路上。
Then we live in righteousness.
就是你把你生活中的每一样事物都跟主连在一起。
That means that you unite every aspect of your life with Christ.
主让你做，你就做。
And if the Lord allows you to do it, you do it.
主不让你做，你就不做。
If the Lord does not allow you to do it, then you do not do it.
这就是一个行义的生活。
And this is the way of life.
你看我们这些侍奉主的人呢。
Today, those who serve the Lord.
我们不能到一个地步是有工就做啊，不是的。
We can't get to a point where if there's work, then we just do it.
你要到一个地步啊，主叫你做你才做，那个
才是义工。We have to get to a point where if God calls you to do it, then you do it. That is righteousness.
凭你自己热心去做的，弟兄姊妹，在神眼中看都是不义的。
If you serve out of the compassion and heart your own heart. Then that could be unrighteousness.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过，比方说这个至少在大概差不多25年以前呢。
And I've mentioned this many times before that about 25 years ago.
中国大陆刚刚开放。
When China opened its doors.
哇，海外的弟兄姊妹们呐、啊，这个真的是大量的人进到大陆去。
All the saints entered into China in large amounts.
那时候有人也来找我。
And at that time, people have asked me to go.
拉我去大陆。
And asked me to go.
我说我要祷告看看。
And I said, I need to pray about it.
那么我祷告的时候呢？
And after praying,
我觉得主没有许可我。
I felt that the Lord did not allow me to go.
一个侍奉主的人就要听主的话。
And one who serves God needs to listen to God.
至少在我们的侍奉中啊，要学会一点什么叫行义，对不对？
And at the very least in our life, we need to understand and live righteously.
我知道，如果我不听主的话，就是不义。
I know that if I did not listen to the word of God, then it is unrighteous.
所以我后来跟那个弟兄讲，对不起，我说主没有让我去。
And I told that brother who invited me, I apologize. The Lord is not allowing me to go.
20 years 以后
，20 years later，
主给我一点感觉可以去。
The Lord gave me a calling to go.
所以你服侍主啊，这一点小小的一点的学习都是应该有的。
All of these small little exercises in the Lord.
我们看见保罗在地上跟随主的时候
，We see that when Paul was in this world as he followed the Lord.
他跟随圣灵那个感觉是多么的紧密啊
！And he had this tight following of the Spirit.
他所有的工作都紧紧的跟着神的带领。
All of the works were closely knit to the ways of the Lord.
我们实在感觉今天呢，弟兄姊妹，从这些情况来看。这个时代已经失去了那个真正行义的能力了。
We really have this feeling that today we have lost the feeling of righteousness in this way.
我们要走在基督里。
We need to walk in Christ.
这个不是一个话，不是一个道理。
This is not a word or a preaching.
一个人真正行走在基督里。
Someone who really lives in Christ.
从他的生活侍奉里会显出神的公义来的。
From the services in his life, he will naturally manifest righteousness.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
他成了我们的道路。
He is our way.
他成了我们公义的路。
He is our righteous way.
所以基督徒行走在基督里，就是行走在义路上。
So if we walk in Christ, then we are walking in righteousness.
当你行走在义路上的时候
，When we walk in righteousness,
你就真正的见证基督了。
Then you will truly testify of Christ.
在箴言书第四章那里。
In Proverbs 4,
这也是一句非常宝贵的一句话。
This is a very precious verse.
他说：“义人的路
It says, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn,
越照越明,
that shines brighter and brighter until the full day.
这句话,
this phrase,
告诉我们一个真正走义路的人的经历,
speaks of the experiences of one who truly walks in righteousness.
第一个点,
the first point,
如果你走在义路上,
if you walk in righteousness,
定规是有光的,
there for sure is going to be light.
开头像黎明的光一样,
and in the beginning, it is like the light of dawn.
所以这条义路是一条光明的道路,
so this light of righteousness is a way of light.
没有任何的黑暗在其中,
there is no darkness.
任何一个时候我们弟兄姊妹啊, 如果我们心思意念中啊, 出现那些不正常的, 那些歪曲的意念东西的时候, 就告诉我们你不在义路上了。
And as soon as we are able to produce in our thoughts a perverse these perverse thoughts, then we are on this path of unrighteousness.
如果你走义路,
if we walk in righteousness, then it testifies that you are walking in righteousness. In the church life, light is a very important thing. Today we are testifying for light. So when we walk on righteousness, can we have true light?
然后他说呢, 是越走越明,
and it also says that this path becomes brighter and brighter.
那这一方面说呢,
in one way, it speaks of the fact that this path will improve. And this is one aspect of this way.
这意思说呢,
that when we have walked on this right path, this light will be unfailing. And year by year, you become brighter and brighter.
如果你走错了路呢?
If you have walked on the wrong path,
那个结果是越来越黑暗,
you will become darker and darker.
当我们里面越来越觉得暗淡的时候, 弟兄姊妹们, 这提醒我们,
when we feel that we are in darkness, then it reminds us that there is something wrong with our way. And we need to increase in our knowing of Christ. We need to understand more of the truths. Then it testifies that we are walking on the right path. So this path of righteousness is like the light of dawn, which becomes brighter and brighter. And thank God that it gets brighter until the full day.
太阳呢是不会下降的,
and this sun will never set.
No sunset.
There will not be a sunset.
今天我们有很多侍奉主的人，有时候讲，哎呀，现在已经是这个什么，叫做这个黄昏呢。
Many who serve the Lord feel like their time is up and they're.
很多人感觉现在是夕阳无限好。Walking into
the sunset.
已经到黄昏了。They've
sailed into the sunset already.
马上这个太阳就要下落山。And
the sun will set.
不不不，圣经告诉我们说，义人的路啊，一直走，走到日正当中就停在那里了。But
this verse tells us that on this path of righteousness, you keep walking and it gets brighter and brighter until the full day.
所以你就行义路。
So you have to walk on righteousness. That is the most stable path. And it is an constantly improving path. And it causes you to enter into more of the glory of God. You know, this brightness of the full day represents the glory of God. Thank the Lord. This should be the path of every Christian. The ways of the world.
是从黎明开始到了日午，然后就开始到了下午，然后就到黄昏。我们 天然的生命是这样。
Our natural life in this world is it's like the sun rising, you hit noon, and then the sun set.
但是呢，你如果走的是属灵的路。
But if you walk on a spiritual path,
是义路的话呢
on this righteous way,
这个路到日午会达到顶峰的状态，并且呢永不消失。
At the noonday or the full day, that brightness will never dim.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
神今天不仅他是公义的
Today the Lord himself is not only righteous,
他要把他的义赐给我们
He wants to give his righteousness to us,
不仅叫我们行义
Not only to walk, allow us to live in righteousness,
也让我们走公义的道
But we can walk on this way of righteousness.
所以在主回来之前
So before the Lord returns,
我们要循着义路跟随主
We need to learn to walk in righteousness with our God.
但今天我们就能把主的路修直了
That may today the Lord correct our path.
能够迎进主耶稣基督第二次的降临
That we can meet our Lord's second return.
所以请我们记得
May we remember.
基督徒所走的路应该是义人的道路。
The path of a Christian needs to be a righteous path.
凡是不义的事情
All things that are unrighteous
都应当被弃绝的
needs to be dealt with.
那个错路是不能走的。
The wrong path we cannot walk on.
所以我们盼望主借着他的话
So may the Lord through his words
给我们带来深处的光照。
Give us a true brightness.
把我们重新是引回到这个最重要的这些真理的上面。
That we can be brought back to these very important truths.
那么其实呢，弟兄姊妹们，这些真理正是末后时代中圣徒们当有的生活。
And truly, in these end times, these words of truth need to be the sustenance for our life.
我们不能长久活在一些不义的光景中。
We cannot continue to live in unrighteousness.
今天这个世界越来越失去公义。
This world more and more so is losing its righteousness.
从国家到社会。
From the nation to society,
到家庭,
into families,
到社会中的生活,
into the lifestyle of society,
到处都是不义的东西,
everything is unrighteous.
神的儿女, 主的教会在地上, 应该为公义做见证。
God's children, the church, needs to do the work of righteousness for God.
所以我们要行义路。
So we need to walk on righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
愿主祝福这些话。
May God bless these words.
我们也盼望，因着我们弟兄姊妹们愿意遵行神公义的要求。
And we hope that the desires of brothers and sisters in walking in righteousness,
不仅使见证能够稳固。
Not only will the testimony be solid,
并且能带进神更大的祝福。
But we can bring forth even greater the blessings of God.
我们最后还是唱一首诗歌。
Let's conclude with a hymn.
然后我们一同在主面前呢，把当有的敬拜归给他。
And then we'll give the praise and worship that the Lord deserves together.
我们请唱二十九首。
Can we sing hymn 29?
我们就唱第一节和第四节。
We'll just sing verses 1 and 4.
我们唱完之后呢，请弟兄姊妹大家同声一点祷告。
And after we've concluded singing this, may we all pray in one accord.
为自己祷告。
Pray for ourselves.
为教会祷告。
Pray for the church.
请大家起立，我们一起。
May we all stand and sing.
我们请兄弟帮我们弹一句就可以。
Have our sister play an intro and we'll sing together.
我的所有给我根基。在于基督公义保全，我不敢靠最后利益，我只敢靠他的名点。基督磐石，我所为他巨大的位，都是流沙。其他的位都是流沙，基督磐石，我同最响，那是我在他内出现，只穿他的重衣裳，我可知这美显作前。 的威都是流沙。
副歌再来一遍。
基督磐石，我所谓他极大的威都是流沙，极大的威都是流沙。
请我们大家同声开口祷告。
May we pray in one accord.
主啊，谢谢你，愿你的恩典怜悯临到我们身上。主啊，让我们这次循着义路活在你的跟前。主啊，愿你用你自己的话语光照我们，激励我们。主啊，造成我们只有把全新的爱戴感谢都归给你。主啊，修持我们的路，好叫我们能够在你面前蒙更深的恩典。亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。主啊，怜悯你的教会，怜悯你的圣徒，听我们的祷告。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all of our hearts.
我们原是不义的。
We are unrighteous.
但是你这位义者来代替我们。
But you, the righteous one, took our place.
今天你把神的义已经赐给了我们。
And you have given the righteousness of God to us.
主啊，给我们力量。
Give us strength.
让我们能够行义。
May we walk in righteousness.
能够把你所喜悦的能够活出来。
That we can live out the desires of your heart.
不仅我们要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Not only do we put on the fine linens of righteousness.
也求你带领我们行走义路。
But help us and allow us to walk in righteousness.
让我们脚前的路被修直了。
May the path before us be made straight.
主啊，若是我们里面有任何的弯曲黑暗。
Lord, if there is any darkness or crookedness in us.
任何高高低低的东西，
any rough patches,
我们都求你把它除去。
Lord, may you deal with these.
你先在我们里面把路修直了。
May you first in us make the path straight.
好叫我们能够循着义路活在你的跟前。
So we can live in righteousness before you.
我们也能为着你把路修直了。
And we can smooth the path for you.
如同施洗约翰一样。
As John the Baptist did.
为着你第一次的降临把路修直了。
As he straightened the path the first time you came into the world.
今天我们为着你第二次的降临。
Today, for your second coming.
教会在地上要把路修直。
May the church on this world make the path straight.
愿你的恩典临到我们所有蒙恩得救的人。
May your grace be upon each one of us.
让我们被提醒我们已经是义人。
May we be reminded that we are a righteous people.
我们不能行不义的事情。
We cannot do the unrighteous things.
愿我们用生活用侍奉荣耀你的圣名。
May our lives and our service glorify you.
主啊，祝福你的教会。
Lord, bless your church.
祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹。
Bless every brother and sister.
我们再从深处把感谢归给你。
Once again, from the depths of our being, we give you our thanks.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.